when time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACA, GAPA, SLA, SLAA, CRRRMM, CMA, DRA, RR. Anybody else?
No, I think you've covered it.
Any of the Anons?
The Anons, Narcanon, Kohanon, Al-Anon.
On-Anon.
Fish World Anon.
For people who still play Fish World but don't want other people to?
I don't know if Shelly still plays.
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
She's powerless over it.
She's already given up Cityville. Cityville Anonymous. For those of you out in the audience that have no idea what we're talking about, those are Facebook games.
I heard Pornville's coming out next week.
Oh, Shelly, what was the thing we thought of last night? We were walking down the street with the kids.
I forget.
Oh, my God. A great name for a website. I shouldn't even say it because someone will use it.
Porn on the Cob.
Porn on the Cob. I'm sure that someone's going to buy that domain. I'd be surprised if it doesn't exist. By the way.
What?
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. Now that we've already done our brief banter before we introduced ourselves, the magic is about to happen. It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, we have shout-outs for Donald, Sarah, Robert, and Chris.
Shut up.
From East Lyme, Connecticut, we have a story of a man named Nicholas Trombley.
Trombley?
Trombley.
Trombley. Trombone.
22 years old. He was caught on tape stealing a lawnmower from the high school. What happened was he got drunk and decided to go and look for a place to sleep. Even though he is living with his parents, he could just go home.
Maybe not.
Went to the high school. He broke into a trailer behind the high school and started looking for keys to the school. He found keys to the lawnmower.
Score.
So he took off with the lawnmower.
Drink driving.
Drove it to his parents' house, mowed their lawn at 3 a.m.
Yes.
So they won't be mad at him.
Decided to take it back to the school, then got bored and abandoned it.
Oh. How do they know he did it?
Because they have him on tape at various points, like at the school and a surveillance camera in town and stuff like that, driving his right into a little lawnmower through town.
You know how that played out, right? In his mind, he's thinking, I'm drunk, I'm going to get in trouble. But if I mow the lawn,
maybe.
I could put a shot over the bow to save myself. Yeah.
Maybe mom and dad will still let me stay.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm surprised the neighbors didn't call the police.
3 a.m, lawnmower, yeah. You'd think.
Maybe they were hoping he'd mow their lawn next.
And it was one of those big lawnmowers, lawnmower.
Riding mower, yeah.
It was not just a riding mower. It's called a skag mower. And apparently they're very hard to drive.
One of those big ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder how much damage he did to his front yard. Oh. Like the flower beds.
He mowed everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
neighbor's cat.
Yeah.
Mailbox.
In Seal Beach, California.
Right up the road.
Right up the road.
A $250,000 arrest warrant has been issued for a Long Beach fire captain charged with felony drunk driving hit and run when he injured a bicyclist.
How?
Was he driving a fire truck at the time?
No.
Oh, well,
that's good.
He was driving his car.
That'd be worse for the city.
2 hours after the crash, he had a blood alcohol level of 0.24.
Ooh. 2 hours after the crash?
Yeah, 2 hours later when they finally tested him.
Wow. You're supposed to do what, burn off a good drink an hour or something?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was sober when I hit him, and I was so upset I went home and got drunk.
That's what I would have said.
That's what I'd have said immediately.
I don't think that would have worked.
Yeah, it would have worked. I'd have been convincing.
Mark would have been like, I was so upset when I hit him. I went home and got drunk.
Okay.
Where's my friend Bruce? He borrowed my car.
Yeah, that'd be the way to do it.
Because I was drinking.
Yeah, I was home drinking.
He said he'd be my designated driver.
Yeah, he went to go pick up more beer.
In Baltimore,
Maryland,
a nun, Sister Margaret Geary, was alone in the convent. Her sisters had all gone off to a convention.
This is already
bad. I've heard this joke.
She got stuck in an elevator at the convent.
Ooh.
For 4 days.
With a midget?
Wow.
She survived by...
With a midget?
No,
it was
just
the same
nun.
Joke then. Okay.
She survived
by... No, that's
the
thing on Porn on the Cob.
She survived by eating a few celery sticks, drinking a bottle of water, and praying.
I'd be praying, too.
Prayer was the good thing.
Now, here's the kicker. I mean, it's a good story already. Poor woman stuck in the elevator for 4 days.
How drunk was she?
She wasn't drunk.
No.
She's 85 years old. She decided that after her stint in the elevator, when she finally got out, she wasn't going to take the elevator anymore. She was going to take the stairs.
That a girl.
She promptly fell down the stairs and broke her kneecap.
Oh.
You'd say that's what makes this story good? Are you a sadistic...
Wow.
No, that's what the
Did you have a bad Catholic school experience when you were young?
No, the whole thing is bad. I'm just saying
that's
the
Mary,
kicker.
Sister Mary,
I'm
going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
That's the kicker, like,
yeah.
As if it weren't bad enough that she got stuck in the elevator. Now she's falling down the stairs.
Wow.
Yeah.
She says the ordeals have strengthened her relationship with God.
Okay.
In Laguna Hills, right here.
Right up the side of the hill.
A pitching wedge away.
A doctor and a physician's assistant were arrested Tuesday after security officers found them having sex and using cocaine in a car near the medical center.
Oh, I saw that. I saw him.
Did you?
You saw him?
Oh, yeah.
Going at it?
Well, I wasn't sure if she was blowing him or snorting coke. It was hard to tell.
Yeah, right. They were arrested on suspicion of using a controlled substance and possession of a controlled substance. So, now, I don't get this. They were arrested on suspicion... of using the controlled substance, but possession of... So how can they be suspicious of them using...
Because they weren't sure if they had done it yet.
Well, they had possession, and they weren't sure if they had been using it at the time.
Right,
so.
That's probably the arrest. Until they tested them later, they wouldn't know for sure.
Suspicion of using.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. That makes more sense then.
Shelley, I'd like to I'd like to congratulate the listeners that sent in news and you for a grip of boozy news for the boozy news.
Yes,
so far, there's been booze in
time.
Every single one of these except for the nun.
The nun.
Well, of course, and there was none.
But that just but that just entertained Shelley because the nun got hurt.
Pardon the pun on the nun.
Shelley had a bad Catholic school experience as a child, so.
It was not entertaining. I'm just saying it was sad. Anyway.
You didn't say it was sad. You said this is what really makes the story right here when she broke her knees.
No, I said here's the kicker, as if that weren't bad enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Sheesh.
Here's what kicked it into the humor zone for me.
Yeah.
At any rate, in Queens, New York, a man and his 8-year-old son were placed into police custody after the child, the 8-year-old, took a loaded 9mm handgun to his elementary school and sold it to a classmate for $3.
Wow.
The classmate,
That's big money. How old was he?
Eight years old.
8 years old, $3?
That's big money.
Sold.
That's 3 candy bars.
That's right.
And when I was 8, I would have gave up $3 for a gun.
Yeah.
Well, the student that bought the gun took it home and showed it to him. Mom, look what I bought at school today. Whereupon she called the school and chaos ensued.
I would think.
The child's father has been charged with criminal possession of a weapon, although he said that he bought it for home protection. So I'm not exactly sure why that's criminal.
Because he doesn't have it licensed to him. It's a handgun.
Is it registered?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like unregistered.
Yeah, if it's not registered, then there's
he's not licensed to use it.
Oh, well.
Was it a misdemeanor or a felony?
It doesn't say. It just says criminal possession.
You know what? Probably a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
The child's case will be heard in family court.
Yeah, see, that's the other part to this. It's okay for home protection, but it's loaded and accessible by your child.
They didn't say it was loaded.
Yeah, it
was loaded.
Yeah,
oh yeah, with bullets and everything.
With bullets and everything.
Yeah, did the gun?
Lucky some kid didn't get there.
The gun
had
hadn't been
off.
Drinking, but yes, it was loaded.
Yeah,
they were lucky that somebody didn't get hurt.
I've got a new version of hide and seek.
Okay, the next story. Okay, I guess we have time for it.
We got time for plenty.
Yeah, but this is kind of a long, convoluted story.
Uh oh.
Oh, good.
And it does involve booze in a strange way.
corn on the cob.
A 43-page court document unsealed Thursday suggests that a former San Diego police officer could have a history of sex crimes going back at least 15 years.
You're not going
to
read the whole 43-page indictment, are you?
No.
Okay, so it's not that long.
No, it's not that long.
Okay.
Here's I'm going to give you the synopsis. Here's what he would do. He would pull over women, and if they appeared to have be drinking, he would offer them a deal. You either give up your panties, have sex with me, agree to be photographed, yada, 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 whatever his taste of the day was, and I will not write you up for DUI.
Sounds like an equitable trade to me. I know a lot of women that would have done that in a heartbeat to get out of a drunk driving. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now, he got caught doing this because he kept the panties in his police locker.
They're mine.
Explain that, yeah. Dear buddy.
They're mine. They're seven different sizes.
Hey, Bob, you dropped something.
You dropped your drawers.
No, well, I don't, frankly, I think that...
Who was searching his police locker? Is nothing
sacred?
It doesn't
say. I guess nothing sacred.
I think he dropped them or something, or they fell out in front of... Dude, you know it happened in front of a bunch of guys. Somebody went to lightly snap him with a towel, and they fell out.
Lightly snap him with a towel.
Snap him.
Well, you know the way the cops are.
Yeah.
They wear panties.
I just found it interesting that he specifically preys on drunk drivers.
Is that
a public service, then?
It's the perfect.
It is a public service.
It's the you know what?
Keeping the road safer. Because you know what? By the time he's done with them, they're probably sober.
Yeah, probably. You're okay to drive.
So you got him off the road. He deserves a commendation.
Hero of the week.
Along with his prison term.
Hero of the week.
There are
hero of the week and dumb criminal of the week at the same time.
There are eight women that they know about, and there are more.
What did they say about those women? Did they come forward?
Oh, brother.
I'm just asking the question. I mean, did they have to go look for him? I mean, just because they found panties in the guy's locker doesn't mean it means he took them from drunk chicks on the road.
It doesn't say.
You know what?
What?
It's all made up. It's all made up. He didn't want everyone to think he was gay.
There's no proof.
He didn't want to think he was a transvestite. So he talked a bunch of women into saying he...
So he made up a felonious story instead.
That's right. Hey, you know what? Some guys, rather than that, they might have.
Yeah.
Okay, just a brief bite here. In Alton, I believe, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We have yet another person dying from bath salts. 28-year-old woman died Wednesday.
From smoking it? Is that what they were doing? I can't remember. Snorting it, right?
It actually doesn't say what she was doing with it.
I think they were smoking it or something. Idiots.
The police got a search warrant. They were purchased at a liquor store. Police got a search warrant for the liquor store where they found a backroom illegal gambling operation with several video gaming devices.
Nice.
As well.
Well, it's like around not too far from where we're at. There's a bar called the Redwood that we used to karaoke at. And down the road from the bar was a bar called The Well.
Yeah.
And a guy was drunk driving and killed a kid, like a local high school, like a really great sports kid. I can't remember. He was like a quarterback or a pitcher or something.
Well, we did this story.
Yeah. But in the back room, when they went to bust him,
it was a card
they
game.
Discovered a massage parlor.
And card game.
Yeah,
card games.
In the stock room. Nice.
In a bar in Toledo.
That gives putting a good head on your beer a whole different twist.
Certainly does.
Bruce is in one of those moods today. Would you guys like me to go to the movies?
I got to go pick up Courtney in a little while.
Okay.
Now, the next two, probably our last two for the night, are on the hairband front. We have first, Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora is checking into rehab.
Sweet.
He's 52 years old. He's had a long stint of... Of bad luck, apparently. Bad things happening to him. He's been overwhelmed, and he said that he needs to go into rehab to get himself together.
Who was he hooked up? He was hooked up with
Heather
someone.
Locklear.
Oh, yeah.
And they got divorced.
Yeah, Heather goes for the hairband guys and then divorces them when she finds out they're just complete loadies. Hey, wake up. Her band Kaiser Lodies.
Her and Pam Anderson.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the band Bon Jovi will be going on tour April 30th.
Without Richie?
But probably without Richie Sambora.
Ooh.
I'm not sure how well that would work.
No, you know what? You know why it'll work fine?
Why?
Because Bon Jovi's the lead singer and they'll sound the same. They'll just get another guy that's good on guitar. It's different when you lose your singer.
Yeah, I guess
I mean,
so.
Look at Queen. You know, Queen tours, I can't remember the guy's
Paul
name
Rogers.
From Bad Company. Yeah. Horrible. Horrible. Yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah, not horrible.
It's
different.
Not the same.
In Las Vegas, under the heading, This Is How You Do It, Motley Crue.
This is how you do it.
Exactly. Motley Crue singer Vince Neil has completed the requirements of his Las Vegas drunken driving sentence.
We're like, this is how you do it!
He completed 15 days in jail, 15 days of house arrest. He paid a fine and completed drunk driving and victim impact counseling and made a donation to Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
For the criminal defense of that mother against drunk driving who got the drunk driving conviction?
Yeah, exactly.
Help pay for her defense?
Yeah, help pay for her defense.
Damn. Drunks against mad mothers.
But, you know, for once, we're not going to see him back in court 57 times on the same charge.
Well, this is already his, at least his second. Lest we forget, he had a drunk driving accident where he killed a member, the drummer from Hanoi Rocks.
Yes, this is his second. But what I'm saying is he completed all the requirements of this, so we're not going to see him ad nauseum on the same drunk driving charge.
Oh, yeah.
The way
we'll
do
the next
with
one.
The Lilo.
You know what they should just do? Start calling him Neil.
What about Vince?
Oh, no, I'm thinking, you know what? Duh. Yeah, let's just call him Vince. Because he's the only Vince.
Let's just call him Neil.
Like Lindsay and Vince. You know what? Oh, my God.
What?
It's a love thing waiting to happen. Vince and Lindsay.
I think not.
We'll just call him Neil and he can go out on tour with Robert Plant. We'll call it the Neil and Bob.
We can call them Velo.
See, Shelly, it went right over her head.
I wasn't even listening.
The Neil
listening.
And Bob.
Neil and... Oh, jeez.
See, Mark's in one of those kind of moods today.
Okay. Well, that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
And don't forget the Colleen Williams... Don't forget the charity golf tournament to benefit Casa de las Amigas. You can check it out at CasaDeLasAmigas.org. It's the 16th annual Colleen Williams charity golf tournament. You want to check that out. We're going to be there. We're going to be doing a show. I think Mark's going to be playing some golf. And you could call, okay, call at 626-795-5505. That's 626-795-5505. Sweet.
We're having some technical situations today with the, you're all over the place.
Am I?
Yeah, your volume's all over the place.
Perfect.
So.
People be like, wow, I can hear Bruce this time instead of the other times when you can barely. Yeah. Now they're going to be like, wow, we hear him a little too much. Oh. Let's fix it while we're going here. Is that better? Okay.
Okay, there we go.
What do we... we have a topic.
Yes.
What's the topic?
Back to the Future. What would... And this is specifically for AA guys, because we could do it with Jimmy K as well, but Because AA is older, what would the guys, the original founders of AA, you know, like Bill and Bob, what do you think they'd feel? What would their experience with the program be today? And what do you think their impression of the program would be? I mean, do you think they think it'd be great? You think they think it's all screwed up? What do you think?
Bill and Bob's Excellent Adventure?
Bill and Bob's Excellent Adventure. That's awesome.
I think they'd say WTF.
Expound.
Yeah, there you go.
Elaborate.
That's what I was looking for.
In the early days, when you got in, you did the steps, boom, 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 pretty quick.
Before you went to your first meeting.
Before you died.
Pretty much. I mean, they're doing steps in hospitals and stuff and working with guys, I mean, from the gate.
Those are built 3 days.
Yeah, and nowadays, to use a quaint term, people will go for years.
Nowadays.
People will go for years without even getting to their fourth.
Yeah.
You know, you get the two-steppers that only do the first and the 12th step, and then you get the three-steppers that just do 1, 2, and 3.
You get the 13-steppers.
Yeah.
That do 1, 2, and 3 newcomers.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But, see, now 13-stepping back then would have been a lot harder because there weren't as many women in the program. Remember there was one woman in the beginning, Mary?
True.
And you don't hear much about other women.
Hmm. Yeah, I wonder if I think you're right. I think, well, one of the things I think they would find extraordinary, and I don't know if they'd look at it in a bad way or a good way, but I think they'd find it extraordinary that people are coming into program before they should really be coming into program. Like, you know, the kids whose parents catch them smoking a bowl and next thing they want them in some kind of program. I think they would find that to be highly unusual because they'd be used to seeing people that were literally dying trying to get clean. And there's a lot of kids that aren't. On the other hand, I think they would be incredibly pleased at the expansion of it across the world. Because even though you've got a lot of people that are in it when they shouldn't be and they're, you know, the success rate doesn't look as big as it used to because the impetus to get sober when you're dying is a lot better than...
The impetus?
Impetus.
You said impotence.
I don't think so.
Roll it back. You did.
Yeah, but he meant impetus.
Yeah.
We know what he meant.
Well, the impotence is better for the 13th step for the ladies because, you know, the guys can't really do it. What do you think, Mark?
You know, I don't know. I think they'd show up, and part of it would be they'd look and go, why are 75% of these people here?
Exactly.
Because we've created quite the false bottom for these programs today.
But then do you wonder if they'd say, well, but the seed gets planted.
Yeah. But then I also wonder, would they look and say, why'd they change the name of Dr. Alcoholic Addict?
I was going to go there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. What's this singleness of purpose stuff about? These people are dying too.
You know,
that's a good question.
Since there was at the time, early on, there was no other programs, you'd have to think that their thought was, hey, if it helps you, do it. I don't know.
I think they'd be...
Although I think they wrote in singleness of purpose. Yeah. But.
I think they'd be very impressed with the fact that other programs to help people with other addictions are still using the basic premise of the program they wrote.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. Can you imagine sitting around, coffee, Bill W., Dr. Bob? Do you remember, have you ever seen the movie, the real movie of Bill W. telling this story and Lois is like making coffee and stuff? And yeah. In the movie, they're not young. And you can tell when I'm watching it that Lois just is incredibly tired of hearing this story. I mean, every 2 seconds she's like, Bill, can I go get you some more coffee? Can I go to the other room and get you some more coffee? And she takes off. And
can I go to Starbucks?
He's like,
I'll have one built in 22 years.
He's like, lest I drag my mattress to a lower floor, lest I leap. And she's like, okay.
You can see her rolling her eyes.
Time for more coffee.
She probably has the same look on her face that I get sometimes when I have to hear the sleeping bag story again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
See, Bruce can't say that. He hasn't heard my story often enough.
I think they'd be incredibly surprised, first of all, at the invention of the internet, but second of all, at the way that it, you know, can you imagine Bob going, wow, I want to find something in the big book. Kid just goes, oh, just look it up. Yeah, just look it up right here. What? Yeah, just type in what you're looking for. It'll bring it up for you right out of the big book. Really? Wow. That's like cheating.
Yeah. And then slides his finger along the screen. Yeah, and then just turn the page.
Exactly.
No, back in the day, searchable big books were called, it was called reading.
You know what? I saw one of our friends at a big book study the other day, had on his phone, has a big book app, and he's reading his phone. And I was like, wow.
Well, when Brian came out and spoke, he had the big book on his iPad, so he just...
Oh, that's true, he did.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yep. I liked his line, too. Yeah, let me get this out of the big book. Now I keep it on here because sobriety's been good to me.
Nice. Absolutely.
I think that would drive me nuts. Why? I like actually having the book.
That's because you like to slide your fingers along the edge of paper.
Ooh.
Well. It's not just that.
Maybe
I just like having the book.
Maybe you could put a sticky note on the side of the iPad so that you could just rub your hand along that little bit of paper right there.
That's not the whole thing. It's like having the book, it makes it more, to me, it seems more concrete, more real. Plus, I hate scrolling to read things.
I think on an iPad, I think you can see the whole
page.
Plus,
you know what? Easy. If I forget to plug my book in, I can still read it.
Right. Exactly.
My
books never run out of batteries.
However.
Yes.
If it's nighttime and you don't have a light, you can still read your iPad. Although, I've seen Shelley read a book at all various levels of darkness. It's crazy.
Plus and minuses.
Crazy. So, Shelley.
Yes.
Since it's already almost that time. What would be your final thoughts on Bill and Bob coming back to the future and seeing things the way they are today?
I think on the whole they'd be glad that it had survived.
I agree.
But I do think that they would question some things, and there might be a little bit of ass-kicking going on.
Ooh. I think they might look and see what's going good now and then go back to the past. And since Bill's a stockbroker, I think he might buy some different kinds of stock. It'll be just like Back to the Future, where he's going to go back and bet on all the games. He's got the sports.
Yeah.
Mark, what would your final thoughts be?
Yeah, my picture in my head is they come back and they find, they see AA and they walk into a meeting and some guy with 62 days tries to tell them how to work the program.
That'd be awesome.
You know, just like what really happens around here.
They go to the Tuesday night topic generator meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone new. They'd be sitting there like, have you worked the ninth step?
Well, no, but I read
how
about it.
How many days do you have? Well, you know what they would say? They'd be like, what? You mean you've got 30 days and you haven't worked all 12 steps yet? What the hell?
I know.
So what would you...
They'd be well booked on the speaker tour, though, while they were here.
I'd get them for tonight.
They'd be leading meetings, huh?
Yeah. What would your final words on it be?
You know, I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I'm...
Having fun.
I think there's things that they'd be pleased about, that it, the longevity that it sustained. But I think there'd be a lot of... It'd be sort of like if the apostles came back and, like, really defined what Matthew meant in the Bible. I think if they defined what they meant and were like, no, that's not what that meant. You know? No, when we wrote that in the book, that's not what we meant. You know what?
And look at all, like, and we've seen a lot of times, big book studies and, you know, we used to see different meetings, different places. The big book according to Jim meeting, which was really like a book study, or the big book according to, you know, Steve meeting. And it's like they all give their own take. And I've always wondered, does that even line up with what they always say? Well, here's what they meant here.
How do you know? Yeah.
Maybe. I think that they would be again, like what you guys said, I think that they'd be incredibly pleased that it's still going and that it saved millions of people. I think they would also be extremely surprised at how this kind of, you know, seed of an idea went out into all these different addictive personality areas, you know. I think they'd be incredibly surprised to find things like, and I don't remember the exact name of the group, but it's like, you know, Hookers Anonymous or something like that. You know, they'd be like, what, really?
Yeah.
What? And I think that, and I think they'd be surprised at the early age that people come in, but I'm not so sure they'd be bummed about that, but I think they'd be surprised at it because in their day, they had the devil may care young chap who was probably 30.
Yeah.
You know, and now we got 17-year-olds and 15-year-olds, you know, coming to get sober.
Yep.
Sweet. Shelley?
Yes.
What are you doing?
What?
Do we have any friends you'd like to talk about?
We have intherooms.com.
.com.
Which is an online recovery community where you can put up your profile, meet people in the A of your choice, go to online chats and meetings, go to Friends of Recovery 101, and you can listen to our show on the embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Awesome.
That's a great deal. Mark?
Yes?
Do we have any email addresses?
We do.
Good.
We have recovery_101@hotmail.com. recovery101radio@gmail.com. And recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And if you want to join our crack sale stuff.
Hey, double up.
Yep.
Kick me down some love in the cup.
That's right. You can go to recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And send us an inquiry.
Watch this. What? Shelley, do you know what kick me down some love on the cuff means?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
What does it mean?
It means to give me some drugs for free.
Wow. I'm surprised.
You told me that a long time ago.
Oh.
The alcoholic knew that.
I'm surprised at my memory loss. We also have in the city of Bromance, Brotherly Love,
right
Philadelphia,
next to, right next
Pennsylvania.
To Queens?
We've got,
shouldn't Queens and Philadelphia be right next to each other?
They should be. we've got Bruce.
The Other White Meat.
12stepgazette.com.
.com.
Oh, that was awesome. And it's a fine, fine newsletter. It's got all kinds of stuff in it. They got jokes. They got stories. They got interviews. They got all kinds of goodies. It's absolutely free. If you you can download it for free online. I think you can have it sent to you in the post. If you have an Alano Club or something, they will absolutely send it, you know, several copies to put out your Alano Club or NA Club or CA Club or whatever A Club you've got. And if you'd like to have a franchise, you can call them up and find out how to put it in your own little corner of the world and make some money while spreading the word.
Start spreading the news.
Start spreading the news.
I'm leaving today.
Come on, Joe.
I want to be a part of it.
New York, New York.
Is that, was that the next?
Yeah.
I thought the old line, the next line was in old New York. New York.
Start spreading
the news. That's in the last verse it is.
I'm leaving today. See, I could start
I
singing
want
it,
to
and I don't know any of it.
Part of it, New York, New York.
I got to watch some Dean Martin again. I saw some Rat Pack videos the other day. It was awesome.
Town blues.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.